Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
A reading from Genesis chapter 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves with which the waters swarm according to its kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas. And let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to its kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the seas, and over the birds and the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given you every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from his work that he had done. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Almighty God, through your word and spirit, you most wonderfully created all things. And through the word made flesh, you brought new life to fallen humanity. Grant that in your mercy, we may be conformed to the image of him who shares faithfully in our humanity, even Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from Genesis chapter 7, 8, and 9. Then the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and its mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and 7 pairs of the birds of the heaven also, male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living thing that I have made, I will blot out from the face of the ground." And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month of the 17th day of that month, on the day all the foundations of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered the ark. And every beast according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kinds, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, 2 and 2 of all flesh, in which there was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made, and he sent forth a raven. It went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Then he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters had subsided from the face of the ground. But the dove found no place to set her foot, and she returned to him, to the ark, for the waters were still on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and brought her into the ark with him. He waited another 7 days, and again he sent forth a dove out of the ark. And the dove came back to him in the evening, and behold, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent forth the dove, and she did not return to him anymore. In the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from on the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth had dried out. Then God said to Noah, "Go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, birds and animals and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may swarm over the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So Noah went out with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I will establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off from the water, cut off by the waters of the flood. And never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For all future generations, I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord, you kill and you raise to life. You brought the flood upon a wicked and perverse generation, and yet you saved faithful Noah and his family in the ark. Keep us safely in the ark of Christ's body, the church, that your mercy may come to its fullness and your salvation be preached to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. A reading from Exodus chapters 14 and 15. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to be slaves, to serve the Egyptians, than to die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be silent. The Lord said to Moses, Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and that the people of Israel will go through the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they shall go in after them. And I will get glory over Pharaoh and all of his hosts, his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten glory over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the angel of God, who was going before the hosts of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them, coming between the hosts of Egypt and the hosts of Israel. And there was a cloud and the darkness. And it lit up the night without one coming near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And in the morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire of cloud looked down on the Egyptian forces and threw the Egyptian forces into panic, clogging their chariot wheels so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when the morning appeared. And as the Egyptians fled into it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen of all the host of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and served and his servant Moses. Then Moses said to the people of Israel, Sing this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O God, you once delivered your people Israel from bondage under Pharaoh and led them by a pillar of cloud, by fire, through the sea to safety. Grant that we may so follow Christ, that through the waters of baptism we may daily die and rise with him, and walk safely through the wilderness of this life until we see your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. A reading from Isaiah chapter 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligent to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in the rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so that my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your word you created and sustained all things, and by your Spirit you renew your creation. Grant now the water of life to all who thirst for you, that they might bring forth abundant fruit in your glorious kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with the hymn.
Please stand. O Lord, O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
hear us.
Paschal Lamb, who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world,
have mercy on us.
Who was crucified for our transgressions and raised for our justification.
Have mercy on us.
Who foretold your passion, saying, the Son of Man must be crucified and on the third day rise again.
Have mercy on us.
who destroyed death by dying and by rising to life again brought life and immortality to light.
Have mercy on us.
Whose resurrection was first announced by an angel to the women.
Have mercy on us.
Who appeared to Mary Magdalene and was worshipped by her.
Have mercy on us.
Who revealed yourself to the two disciples on the Emmaus Road and made yourself known to them in the Scriptures and in the breaking of the bread.
Have mercy on us.
Who appeared to the disciples, bestowing on them your peace and your spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Who showed your wounded hands and side to the Apostle Thomas that he too might believe.
Have mercy on us.
Who appeared to seven disciples on the Sea of Tiberias, bringing a miraculous catch of fish.
Have mercy on us.
Who appeared to Peter and to the 12, to over 500 disciples, to James and to all the apostles, and to Paul on the Damascus Road.
Have mercy on us.
Who commissioned your church to make disciples of all nations by baptizing them and teaching them.
Have mercy on us.
By your glorious resurrection from the dead.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By your victory over sin and death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the majesty of your risen body.
Good Lord, deliver us.
We poor sinners implore you.
To hear us, Lord Jesus.
That we may daily die and rise with you in our baptism and walk in the freedom of your forgiveness.
Grant us, good Lord.
That we may set our minds on things above and not on earthly things, serving as we have been served by you.
Grant us, good Lord.
That we may dwell with you forever in the new creation as citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem, together with all the saints.
Grant us, good Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we now dress the altar for the resurrection service, I would invite you to help us bring the things out of the sacristy, and those who wish to stay will be singing hymn 941.
Thank you.
Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you made this most holy night to shine with the glory of the Lord's resurrection. Preserve us in the spirit of adoption, which you have given so that, made alive in body and soul, we may serve you purely. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He is risen. Hallelujah. Please be seated. It just doesn't make any sense, does it? We can't wrap our senses and our minds around the fact that God would, in this way, reconcile us to himself by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross on our behalf, to pay the penalty for our sin. Because our human reason tells us that there's something that we need to do, that our righteousness that was imputed upon us was gained by our own merits. But God would offer us the gift of salvation, eternal life, and there's nothing that we do to earn his favor. In the words of Isaiah that we heard tonight, God bids us to come, buy, and eat without money and without price. This is not speaking of food and drink just for the body. No, but to eat of the heavenly food and drink the bread sent down from heaven that gives us this nourishment unto life and abundantly. The food that sustains eternally. There's no cost to his saving and abiding grace. His mercies never end. He called all nations unto himself. This is really good news. Listen to these words that the Lord spoke through the prophet Isaiah. "For as rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." This is Jesus, the Word, who says this: "Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." This Word, the Word of God made flesh, came and dwelt among us. This life-giving Word accomplished exactly what he was sent to do: to take on flesh like you and I, suffer and die for our sins, takes on the penalty that we deserved on his bloody cross. God's Word does exactly what it says, and it's not dependent upon us. Jesus suffered, died, and rose again because this is the Word going forth and sprouting, bringing new life, because this is what he was sent to do. Being obedient to the Father, even unto the cross, he rose again for you and I. Sin, death, and the devil defeated. All because the Word accomplished what he was sent forth to do. From the Gospel of John, hear again the words of Jesus. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Dear saints, why would we look elsewhere for food and drink? The food that we receive through his word and sacrament here is the true life-giving, life-sustaining eternal food. Why would we seek anything elsewhere, seeking after other gods, after those things that will never satisfy? As we heard in Isaiah, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Later the prophet says this, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The one who died for you and me abundantly pardons and forgives us our sins. We continue to seek him, living as baptized, forgiven saints of God, remaining in his word, partaking of his wine and bread, his body and blood that sustains us like no other. For there is no other God that accomplished this, that can ever satisfy us, that rose from the dead. We can seek and look for satisfaction in so many other places, but unless we hear his word and are doers of it, we will die of spiritual starvation. Come, eat and drink, for he has risen for you so that you will never know death. Listen to the words that we sang tonight in hymn number 941. You, Christ, are King of glory, the everlasting Son. Yet you with boundless love sought to rescue everyone. You laid aside your glory, were born of virgin's womb, were crucified for us and were placed into a tomb. Then by your resurrection you won for us reprieve. You opened heaven's kingdom to all who would believe. Praise be to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. He is risen. Alleluia. Amen.